This is Zach. It's time for another walk down Gilead Lane.
I heard that Monica Richter hired a big agency from out of town.
The Tiburones Agency.
That's an interesting name.
The Tiburones?
Do you know what Tiburones means in Spanish?
This is Hale Clark stepping in for Tara Fields, who is at home recovering from her story on aquatic parachute ski jumping. We wish you a quick and speedy recovery, Tara. In our top story, with the mayoral election only weeks away, Coleraine finds itself with no real lead on either side. John Morrison, campaigning for strong family values and a back-to-basics platform, is running in a dead heat with Monica Richter, the self-proclaimed warrior of a new Coleraine. And as things move closer to Election Day, the campaigns are bound to get deeper, and possibly even dirtier. And now in other news, let's turn...
So when's this PR firm coming?
The Tiburones Agency? They'll be here any minute now.
The Tiburones Agency, that's their name? I have trouble remembering it.
Well, you better start remembering. They'll be here for the next several weeks, and I don't need you messing up their name and offending them.
You're worried I'll offend them?
Mm-hmm.
What, you think they're going to up and leave Coleraine because I mispronounced their name? Honestly, Monica, you're paying them enough money to send all three of our kids to college for a year.
And they're worth every penny. Did you know that they represent all of Donald Gates's companies?
Ooh.
It took a lot of string pulling to get them to even consider a mayoral race in Coleraine of all things.
A lot of string pulling being a lot of money?
This is important, Tom Richter. You didn't seem so concerned about money when you doubled the amount of money you were sending to that orphanage. Why should I scrimp on this when it could mean my career?
You're going to make a career of being mayor of Coleraine? Really?
Yes.
Oh, Saved by the Bell. Hello, I'm Tom Richter. Won't you come in?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Richter Estate. We're so thrilled to have you here.
Indeed.
As you should be.
Yes, well, we're the agents in charge of your mayoral election. I'm Mac.
Mac?
Short for Mackenzie, thank you very much.
Yes, I
this is Stefan Parcheesian.
Pleasure.
And Escalade Harmon.
Escalade, isn't that a car?
Indeed. Who do you think they named it after?
Yes, well, speaking of names, Tiburones, that's an interesting name. What does that mean? Is it a family name?
The Tiburones? Where did you ever get that?
It means that we're the best.
I see.
So, how does this sound?
Hmm.
John Morrison for strong values and a stronger tomorrow.
Hmm. I like it. It's catchy.
Yeah?
Yeah, but is it catchy enough?
It's solid.
Well, I think we're going to need more than just solid to deal with the Richter campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, God is definitely more than just solid. He's placed John here. And we need to have faith that he'll complete the work that he started.
We're also called to excel and do our best. We've got to shine God's light to the world.
All the while being careful that we're not competing or trying to outdo the Richters. We don't need to do all the same things that they're doing.
We're walking a razor's edge here, aren't we?
You're right. Mm.
Oh, it's tough to be in the spotlight. We could be second-guessing ourselves all day.
I admit it. I tend to be a little wrapped up in this whole thing. Well, sometimes I need a knock on the head to remind me that God's in control.
It's not hard to get all caught up in the everyday things. But we must do what God calls us to do by following his commands, and then let him work out the rest.
We might need to remember that in upcoming weeks. I heard that Monica Richter hired a big agency from out of town.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. I heard that too, the Tiburones Agency. Well, they're from New York.
What?
Well, some big agency that's worked with some really famous politicians and other people.
I can't imagine a big company like that doing something in the little Coleraine mayoral race.
Yeah, well, regardless, she's hired them.
Mm. And I heard they're really good at negative campaigns.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
I think it's important that we cover ourselves in prayer. I don't like the sounds of this big agency. I've seen how the Richters play when they're in a corner, and I don't want that to happen to you.
Oh, we've been praying over this for quite a bit, Grace, but We appreciate your prayers, too. By the way, how's Mr. Key?
He's still Mr. Key. Unhappy with being in the hospital, but at least he's being taken care of. We appreciate your visits, Mary.
I haven't been there in a day or two. I hope he doesn't think I've abandoned him.
Oh, of course not. He understands.
Now, so we'll go visit him tomorrow, Mary.
Oh,
all right?
Thank you. Okay.
And now that we've danced all around the issue in true political fashion, where's that leave the slogan, gang, huh? Come on, like it or lump it?
I think it's a good start. Everyone knows you're running on family values.
Now, that phrase gets used in elections so often, I worry that it's lost its impact.
Well, yeah.
You know, family values could mean nearly anything these days.
Yeah, well, we know what it means, and that's what we'll work to get across. But keep in mind that when it comes to big agencies like these Tiburones people, I mean, you never know how they're going to twist something.
Tiburones? Who's that?
Oh, honey, it's Monica Richter's new PR agency that she's brought in to handle her campaign.
Is that the name of it, really? Tiburones?
What's so funny, Brooke?
Yeah, what's so funny?
Sorry, their name. Do you know what Tiburones means in Spanish?
No, what?
Sharks.
Oh, no.
Well, Rose, by any other name.
We need some lemonade and cookies. Just doesn't seem right to be up here without them.
It's been a long time since we've hung out in the attic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, guys.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Monica Richter's campaign.
Ugh, I'm tired of hearing about Monica Richter. She's all over the news.
Me too. I miss Maya.
Oh, yeah. I do too.
She says it's easier for us if she's not here all the time. Her mom's been pushing her pretty hard to avoid the enemy.
Like, we're the enemy. Please.
Well, that's part of the problem. They seem to think we are.
Cookies. We really need cookies.
For the campaign?
Nah, but we can't dive into a Morrison operation without some sort of sustenance. Cookies would be good.
We can have cookies afterward. For now, you're just going to have to struggle through with the rest of us.
I suppose if I must.
Oh, Mike.
So, what are we doing here? Super undercover top secret missions?
I doubt we can get undercover here in Coleraine. Everyone knows us.
Yeah.
Duh, duh. Da, da, da,
what
da,
are you doing?
Da, da, da,
maybe
da,
we do da, need to get cookies da, for Mike.
Da, da, da,
okay,
da,
da, enough. Da, enough, da, Mikey.
Da, da,
you know, I da, think we need da, to figure da, out how da, we're going da, to handle da, da, the campaign. Da, da, it's da, going to affect da, all da, of us, da, obviously.
Yeah, I really don't have time for a lot of this. Da, da, not with the science scholarship competition da, da, coming up.
Hey, are you doing that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You could win a college scholarship.
I know, to any school of my choice. I could go Ivy League if I wanted.
Whoa. Wow. Man, it's so cool that Smithson's Bank is sponsoring this year's competition. They never do that.
Only because it's their 50th anniversary. Smithsons, we bank on you, so do your banking on us.
What?
Hey, Dad needs a jingle. Every good advertising campaign needs a jingle.
That's a good idea, Mike.
Going without cookies might make your brain work better.
Bite your tongue, Timothy Morrison.
Oh, hey.
But a jingle's not a bad idea.
A jingle's not going to stop Tiffany Richter.
That's true. She's waging a one-girl campaign of her own.
Tiffany Richter's on the warpath, just like her mommy. If you don't protect yourself,
Michael,
you could end up like Salami.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It rhymes.
This meeting isn't getting us anywhere. You
oh,
guys
man.
Mind if I go work on my project?
No. Go ahead, Justin. You're going to do great.
Yeah, you'll make us proud.
Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
Did you tell Mom and Dad?
Yeah, I did.
Good. They'll want to be there on competition day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will, too. I can't wait to see your project, Justin.
Yeah, we'll see. Good night, guys. Enjoy the meeting.
Night.
Night. Night.
Okay, guys, so what do we call this?
How about Operation Pizza?
What?
Is food all you ever think about?
No, sometimes I like to rhyme.
Oh, good one, Mike.
Well, we have been eating a lot more pizza since the campaign started.
I like Mike's jingle. Maybe we need to name it Operation Anti-Richter.
We can't name it that. It needs to be top secret.
That's
we
mean.
Need to be able to use it in public.
Okay, well, how about Operation Occupation?
Hey, that alliterates and rhymes.
Alliterates?
What?
Huh?
Sorry, we're studying that in English right now.
Okay, well, what do you guys think?
What's occupation mean?
It means that if Monica Richter wins, we might want to move to another country.
Sounds like it works.
Okay, well, Operation Occupation it is. Everyone okay with that?
Sure.
Yeah, Now let's quit this hookie and go get a cookie.
Oh, my.
Mike?
Yeah?
Don't give up your day job.
Here, here.
So we need a slogan.
And a jingle.
But we need a cornerstone first. Mm-hmm. A central idea that we run everything else from.
Yes.
Website, blogs, commercials, everything.
And that cornerstone would be...
the bedrock of the entire campaign.
Well, I've been running for change.
Ah, that's old news. Everyone runs for change.
Right.
John Morrison doesn't. He doesn't want anything to change.
Oh, really?
He likes Coleraine stuck in this idyllic little place like nothing bad ever happens and everything's perfect.
Oh, I can practically hear the daisies sprouting along the sidewalks now.
Exactly. It's just not realistic. The Morrisons are so perfect, cute. It's annoying. Nothing ever goes wrong with them. It's like someone's writing a script for them or something.
And you're their evil queen?
Well...
something like that.
Oh, that's probably something we could work with.
Mm.
Okay, you find out everything you can about this Morrison character. We need all the dirt.
What dirt? He's John Morrison.
What does that mean?
Oh, don't worry about dirt. I can help you with the Morrisons. Mm. Tiffany! Tiffany! Where is that girl?
Right here, Mother Dearest.
Oh, good, darling. Go get that box from my closet, please.
Yes, Mother.
That's my middle child, Tiffany. Oh. Caleb's at college, but he comes home every now and then.
Oh.
If we need anything from him, he'll be here.
Mm.
And Maya's somewhere around the house. I've put a stop to her Morrison visits.
Oh.
What?
Well, we don't need her consorting with the enemy and sharing campaign secrets or the like.
The enemy? We've known the Morrisons for years. They aren't anyone's enemy.
Bite your tongue. They're your enemy now.
Right.
And don't you forget it.
Here.
Thank you, darling. Put it down right here. You can go back to studying now.
Yes, ma'am.
Real studying, please. Not listening behind the door.
Oh, Daddy, I would never, ever.
Sure.
Oh, Tom.
All right. Good night, Tiffany.
So, what is this goodie box in front of us?
Yes, it looks decidedly interesting.
Better not be what I think it is.
Don't be silly, Tom. It's exactly what you think it is.
What? A long-lost treasure chest belonging to the Morrison family that's suddenly been found? That's great. It'll help fund John's election.
Don't be snarky, Tom.
Snarky? What's that?
Oh, she's snarky. Way to go.
Honestly, Tom, you're so Coleraine.
What's wrong with Coleraine? You want to be the mayor.
Oh, this is good. Court decisions? Oh, we can use all of these.
Excellent. Escalade, you look through every one of those court decisions
mm-hmm.
and see what we can use against him.
Got it.
Now, Stefan, what do you have?
School records, it seems. Michael, Haley, Justin, Timothy, and Brooke.
You've got Timmy Morrison school records in there? How's that going to help you win the election?
Tom, I think it's time for you to go to work. Didn't you have a late meeting
yeah,
tonight?
Sure. Okay, Monica. I'll see you later.
All right. Now let's figure out our cornerstone.
Ooh, goody! Yes!
So we're calling it Operation Occupation.
That alliterates nicely. Rhymes, too.
That's what Haley said.
Really? Haley?
Yeah. Great Morrisons think alike or something.
Guess so. I think I've isolated a good portion of my project. It took me a while to figure out the problem, but it came to me tonight.
Really? That's great, Justin. I know you're gonna do great.
You think so?
Of course. It's science. That's your thing. You're brilliant.
Seriously, Mike. Quit joking.
I'm not kidding. Besides that, Morrisons always win.
Wait, what?
Haven't you noticed? It's like someone's out there writing a script or something for us. We always win in the end.
You're not serious.
Of course I am. Dad's gonna win the election, and you're gonna win the science thing. It always works that way.
Okay, whatever, Mike.
It's not a bad theory.
We'll see how it plays out in a couple weeks, then. But I like it. Sounds good.
Monica Richter. She's every woman. Wife, mother, business owner, and now your future mayor.
Monica Richter, represents not only everything that's been in the past, but everything the future holds.
John Morrison. Judge? How about judgmental? Old-fashioned. Zealot. He only wants to hold Coleraine back. Is this who you want running your town?
Monica Richter, bringing the future to Coleraine.
Oh! It's brilliant, of course. Is this the cornerstone, then?
Yes. Everything would be based off of what you've seen here.
We're playing up the every woman aspect. Wife, mother, your husband wouldn't be where he is in business without your faithful, loyal support. Yes. And you own your own business as well.
I'm not so sure about this, Monica.
And of course, we'll keep you completely out of the spotlight. No worries there.
Thanks. I appreciate you attributing all of my success to Monica.
Oh, you'll be the perfect candidate's wife. I mean, husband.
Oh.
Yes. Great. Yeah, really. Monica, zealot? Are you going to call John Morrison a zealot? Isn't that harsh?
Well, he is. Why not refer to him as such? Or does that hurt your feelings, too? My husband has recently been converted into their little group.
Monica?
He's one of them. You know, a Christian.
Oh, really? We can use that, of course. Just speak the opposite of what we're saying about that zealot Morrison. You know, Tom Richter. Generous, loving,
faithful. I don't think this is a good idea at all. John Morrison is all of those things.
Tom,
and...
don't you have another...
meeting. Yeah, I think I do. So we're good on that meeting with Mr. Keller?
Yes, it's set for tomorrow morning. His assistant has confirmed.
Good. We need to get ahead on some of these things.
We're doing a pretty good job catching up from the Peru trip, Mr. Richter. I think we'll be okay.
Thank you. Now, if we can just get past this election.
Speaking of which, your wife had a message that she wanted me to give to you.
Oh?
Here.
Tom, the Tiburoni's agency will be sending someone your way for a... makeover? What?
Yeah, she said that I was to make sure you were here for it.
When is this? Never mind. Come in!
Mr. Richter, prepare to be dazzled.
Justin, how are you?
Good, thanks. You?
Mr. Stewart just popped a nice big quiz on us in history. I hope I remembered all of the key players in the Russian Revolution correctly.
I'm sure you did fine. You always do great.
Oh, thanks. And you? Brooke told me you're doing this science scholarship competition thing. That's great. What's your project?
Well, I'm going to be doing a study on the calculation of center of pressure with regard to rockets.
Okay.
Sounds pretty boring, but it's actually really interesting. You want to come over tonight and see? It's really more interesting than it sounds.
Yeah, tonight I,
Well, if it isn't the sensitive Morrison.
Hi, Tiffany. What are you talking about?
The sensitive Morrison. Or should we say, the overly sensitive Morrison?
What?
What are they talking about, Justin?
Oh, you didn't know? Well, if you're going to be Justin's girlfriend, you might want to know that he cried his way all the way through elementary school.
Tiffany Richter, what are you talking about?
It's true. Isn't it, Justin? Justin?
Tiffany.
See, his teacher wrote a note in the first grade that he wasn't keeping up emotionally with the other students. He was too sensitive. Cried all the time.
Tiffany, Don, knock it off.
It will be interesting to see how John Morrison handles being mayor when he couldn't even help his emotionally stunted son.
See you later, Becca.
Justin, don't go.
Did I hurt your feelings, Justin? Make you cry? Need a tissue?
Yeah, great, guys. It looks good. We'll see you later.
I'll see you at home, Mr. Richter.
Yeah. Home. Now, what can I get done here? What's this? Oh, Señor Richter, we miss you very much. Thank you for the money you send. I have a new dress. It's very pretty. Here's a picture. We love you. God bless you, Milagro. Dear Malagra, your dress is very beautiful. It suits you. Someday, I hope you have a whole closet full of... Dear Malagra, it was good to hear from you. You're right about the dress.
Mr. Richter, I'm sorry I forgot to give you this. So sorry.
What is it?
It's the invoice from the seamstress for alterations on the new suit. They're due now.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
That can't be the price. There's no way. For that, I could have bought a whole wardrobe of clothes for all the kids at the orphanage and could have thrown a party for them to wear the clothes too. This suit. I could have fed the kids for a year with this. This desk. It's hand-carved. I could have pulled so many more kids out of the sewers with just this desk. And do I need this much stuff? Oh, God, help me. While I'm living in such extravagance, people are starving to death. Children are... they're living in sewers and waste, begging and starving. While I sit here buying more clothes I don't need and throwing more money out the window every day so Monica can win an election. With what I'm doing here, I could save hundreds of children.
You have no mail.
I don't want to deal with anything else. God, I can't do this. How can I keep doing what I'm doing and going on with life like normal now that you've opened my eyes?
Opening.
The devotional for today is taken from Isaiah 43, 18 and 19.
I didn't know you could play it like that.
And Isaiah 65, 16 through 18. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Because former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my sight. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing, and her people for gladness.
Well, that was kind of cool.
In other words, We as Christians all have something in our past that might be able to hold us back. But once we are believers in God, it's forgotten. He's taken away our sins and has created a new life in us. Old things are passed away. Forget about the past and stop dwelling on it. Stop wallowing in past mistakes.
Are you talking to me?
Get up. Move on. Don't let the past hold you back. You are a child of the King. Stand up today and do something new with your life so that you can show others how changed you are.
I don't know what to do.
Now that you've heard these words, may you go and do what God has called you to, and may he be glorified in you.
Well, that was a little weird. But this letter from Milagra and this invoice, there might just be something that I can do.
Hey, Tim, hand me that stack of flyers. I'll fold them for you.
Oh, here you go, Mike.
Thanks.
So where's Justin?
Oh, he might be a little late tonight. Becca told me about something that happened at school today.
What happened?
Well...
Shh, he's coming.
Hey, Justin. How's it going?
Fine. What do you guys need me to do?
Justin, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be?
What happened?
Nothing, Tim. Something stupid that happened at school today. It's not a big deal.
It's okay to talk, Justin.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to talk about it. I'm fine. It was just stupid, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna go get to work on my project unless you guys need me here.
Well, I think we've got everything covered.
Good. I'm gonna go get to work. I'll be upstairs if you guys need me.
Okay, then. All right. Well, Mike, how many flyers do we have stacked over there? Do we have enough to take to the west end of town by school?
Yeah, I think I counted 450 or so.
Oh, great. And Haley, do you have any more bookmarks?
Sure do.
Richter, are you insane? That's crazy.
I don't see why it is. You're spending a lot of money on this campaign.
Do
I
we
think
need
it's...
to go over this again? In public?
Since when is our house public?
Since a publicity firm practically lives here.
Touché, Mrs. Richter.
Monica, this is what's right. For every dollar you spend on this campaign, I send a dollar to Peru. Then they get the benefit as well.
It doubles our output, Tom.
God will provide, Monica. This is what we're going to do. I'm not arguing the point. Trust me when I tell you this is the right thing. End of discussion.
But Tom...
Good night, Monica.
You know, Monica, this could work to our advantage.
How?
Well, we probably should bring Mac in on this, mm-hmm. but here's what we do. I think if you and I...
Hello again, everyone. Time for another campaign report on the heated mayoral race in Coleraine. The Richter campaign stunned the town today by announcing a new initiative labeled Vote for Food. For every single dollar spent by the Richter campaign on this mayoral election, a dollar will be sent to a small orphanage in Peru to feed the poor, underprivileged children. Campaign costs to help the needy. A new direction for the Richter for Mayor campaign. We'll make sure to keep you informed with the very latest updates on this year's exciting mayoral election. I'm Hale Clark. Good night.
Wow, looks like this campaign for mayor is really starting to heat up. It must be a pretty tough position for Tom Richter to be in, but I'm glad he found a way to do some good for Milagro and the other kids in Peru, even though Monica took all the credit for it. Speaking of Monica, what do you think? Are her dishonest tactics gonna work, or do you think Judge Morrison's honesty and back-to-basics platform will get the votes? Why not email us? Let us know what you think. Our address is gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, It's the Little Things, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman and music by Forrest Wakeman. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. Hey, let's do this again next week at the same time, okay? Okay, I'll see you then, down Gilead Lane.